This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Me giving relationship advice to Schmidl is hard.
Yeah.
Because I'm just telling him to walk away. You know, because it's like I said earlier, when somebody doesn't like you, they'll show you. And so listen to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And don't chase something that's not offering their love to you.
Yeah. Right? Here's the only bad thing about this, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And you readjusted.
I'm Dr. Love.
He readjusted, Dr. you guys.
Dr. Love over here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't break up today.
Why?
Because every year that opening day comes around.
You're going to be reminded.
Do you see what I'm saying? And you know Schmidl. Yeah. He still sings that song for that one girl. Remember?
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else. You're stuck in my head and I could get you out of it. If I could do it all again, I know I'd go back to you.
Aww. That's a girlfriend from years ago that he cannot get her.
From high school.
Yeah.
Can't get her out of his head, man. Yeah. And now you're going to have one that opening day, every time it comes around, you're going to be crying in a corner somewhere.
It'll be that one song that we all know. Take me out to the ball game.
Oh! I thought you were waiting on Schmidl to sing a different song.
No, I'm like, whoa. Every time he hears this song, he'll be sad.
Take me out to the ball game.
But it's so happy.
I broke up with the broad. I bought her some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. She left me sitting on the tracks. Home team. That girl is a big. 2-3 strikes and Schmidl's out. And the old ball game.
Wow, when you put that positive spin on it, I like it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That is a good song.
Yeah, this is not the day to break up, because opening day is going to come around every year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yep. Okay, anyway.
Just put it off till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear the laugh? It was almost a cry.
No, I think he's breaking down inside.
Yeah. Slowly dying.
Slowly dying.
You're a game to her, dude. She's not nice. She's just not a nice person.
Yeah.
No.
You know, like, stop the madness. I mean, she's really young, and this is a fun toy.
Right. Sally, she works up at the meatpacking place in Greeley.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of smells like that to me.
Yeah.
Smells like the meatpacker.
You can tell if she works at a meatpacking factory.
This is definitely helping your cause right now.
We are on a cause, and the causes get hell out of it.
Yeah, we're not trying to help any cause, Carson.
That girl has smelled too much lead paint.
Yeah.
Cow Udders.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Meatpacking place. Meatpacking place is where she works.
I don't know where that was.
Sniffing a cow udder.
Yeah, she's smelling too much cow udder. I don't know what that was, but I like it. Oh, God. All right. Hey, this is kind of crazy. I guess some Avs captain, his name is Captain Gabe, and I guess he's coming back to the Avalanche.
That's, I mean, that's the rumor. It's been a rumor for a while since we won the Cup, but apparently he's got this new series, A Clean Sheet. There's three episodes that have aired, and it's interesting because the fourth and the fifth episode airs on April 13th, so that means they're still filming, which means I feel like he's going to be back on April 19th for the playoffs.
Whoa.
See, they're building it up.
Are we sure this isn't an April Fool's thing?
It would be a cruel April Fool's joke.
Tiger Woods did it.
No, I don't think.
Didn't this guy, his whole knee get taken out and put back in?
He had to have like all the cartilage in his knee replaced, which has never been.
Because you know how I keep getting caught off guard with these old, because it's in my feed from a long time, from April 1st. I don't know. When did we hear about this?
This has been ever since we won the Cup, which is 2022.
We've been talking about this? What?
Yeah.
Three years.
He's been gone that long?
Yeah.
That's why it's a big deal, because no one's ever been gone for that long.
Came back in sports with this injury.
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
Not once.
I feel like it's April Fool's.
Yeah, me too.
No,
yeah.
That would be a cruel prank to play.
Yeah.
Did you guys see trending yesterday that the Home Depot parking spot for $5 was trending yesterday?
No, I didn't see that.
I cannot believe that an April Fool's joke took off so big that all the news agencies covered it, that Home Depot was trying to offset their costs and they were having a bad year, and so it was going to be $5 to park, and everybody believed it, and it was trending yesterday, which was the 3rd. It was Google.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was Google trending. I think I did screenshot to show you guys.
That's
because
crazy.
Because it was crazy. All right, so that Captain Gabe. Captain Gabe here.
He's a Swedish god. He really is.
He's a Swedish god?
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, 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 hi.
No, I'm just saying, the guy, listen, everyone, even Trudeau
the puck stops here.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He is a great looking dude, and he's the captain of the Avalanche. I mean, what?
A Swedish god, BJ.
Get. Swedish god? Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, he's a good looking
guy. He's got the best hair. He's got the best flow.
That guy is not attractive at all.
What?
Ew, it looks like my ex-husband.
You married him then.
I married him because he was wealthy. And I wanted our names to say Dr. and Mrs. on our checks back in the day. Yeah. You know, it was very important to me. And then I liked it when, you know, we used our United Club card. Where I'm like, we're Dr. and Mrs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't get the degree.
But you throw that around.
Just feel like kind of part of the doctor world. Yeah. You know? All right, anyway, let's see here. Here is the, we already played that, the Minecraft trailer. But what the other movie that's going to be coming out is, and I can't wait to see it, is, what's it called again?
Naked Gun.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Naked Gun?
Yes.
I guess they did an OJ joke in it, but it's a visual, so we can't see it. But they did an OJ joke. It seems too soon.
Yeah, so you'll hear at the end of the clip, he's like, thank you, Dad, like, I miss you. And then the visual joke is they cut to the guy who's supposed to be OJ's son. OJ was in the original show.
Right.
And then he's looking up at his OJ's portrait, and he's like, nah. Like,
How's
he doesn't go? Miss him. He's like, nah.
I think it's a good move.
What?
Putting the OJ joke in there.
Yeah,
with OJ being there, it's been 30 years.
Yeah. Well, it's how they explain like all these cops are related to the people from like the first show because they can't bring them all back.
And it's a comedy.
Yeah,
especially if they're dead.
Yeah,
right.
That's very difficult. All right, here is the trailer number 3.
What do you want, little one?
Your ass.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the police.
Who are you?
Frank Drebin, Police Squad. The new version.
That's the sound of the police.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad.
Boy, do I miss you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
It's way better if you watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very visual
trailers,
trailer.
Trailers are difficult on radio.
Yeah, they really are hard on radio. So
I'm looking at some of the footage here from the weather downtown.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good down there right
does
now.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
It's clearing up. It's clearing up.
So it's not too bad.
Looks real good. Yeah. Looks real good. Hey, Spadell, I know that your ex-girlfriend works at a meat packing plant. Uh-huh. Somebody said she's utterly not worth your time.
I like that one.
Hey, it's all we got.
Utterly.
All we got. Also, as long as you brought up the opening day again, we want to remind you that our sister station is going to be at Four Play Kitchen and Cocktails. I think that's where we're all going to gather.
So
stuff.
Stop in there.
Yeah, it's at 22nd and Blake, and it starts at 11 a.m. to 1. Okay, so the whole staff is going there, right? It's called Four Play Kitchen and Cocktails, 22nd and Blake. So I asked our boss if we have a tab, you know, just a $100.
What?
Really?
That's all our company put up for us to drink on.
Yeah, well, that's a lot.
That'll be done in 5 minutes.
That's a lot.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I guess I'll put my credit card down. Our company is so cheap, isn't it? So cheap.
Well,
all right.
I can see why a place wouldn't give a tab, though, on opening day.
No, they're not. But we're buying one for $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, like companies put down tabs. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
For our people.
Yeah.
No, not this time. No, maybe next year. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe next.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Yep, you got clouds in the area, going to rain, maybe a little bit of snow, but it's going to be later on this afternoon.
BJ and Jamie.
As it was. BJ and Jamie, morning show from the Bell Coast Studios right here, man. First, I want to play you the weather for today.
Okay.
We're going to play that for you because a lot of people are going to be out. Now, it's Colorado. We all can put up with the weather. It's no big deal. But I'll just let you know exactly what's going to occur today.
Bundle up. And if you're looking for a big warm-up in store today, just not going to happen. Nope. It's a pinpoint weather alert day. We've got snow arriving this afternoon, this evening. Temp's going to stay pretty much in the 30s for most of our day. Oh. We should barely get to about 40, 41 for the afternoon high. It's going to get breezy. 10 to 20, gusts up to 25 this afternoon, this evening. Going to be chilly today and got those snow showers moving in, so be prepared.
Boom. There you are. Be
I'm
prepared.
I'm so sad
be
because prepared. I'm going to go home and change out of my Adorbs pants, my Zara pants, and I'm going to put on snow pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like that. Sorry that about Michelin that. Man.
Why don't you try Long John's?
Who's he?
No, get some Long John underwear.
Long John's?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that since Nom.
Well, I haven't heard Nom since Nom. So there you go. No, just go get yourself some thermal pants.
Some of those hot chilies.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to be down there for the party.
Yeah.
Well, just never leave the bar.
But then I'll be all sweaty crotch.
Yeah, with the stove pants and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's the forecast for today. Have a great time downtown. Now, I want to play the new Ed Sheeran song.
Okay.
We played it earlier this morning.
What did
you
like
think
it.
Of it?
I think it's catchy. It stuck in my head.
It did?
Yeah. Some people didn't like it.
I think it's going to take a couple more spins, maybe.
Spins? Do you have a record player over there?
I'm on the ones and twos. You know I do. BJ controls the ones and twos on this show.
No, it's very hip right now to be a DJ. I had no idea you had a turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, there's three of them. Whoa.
I can't wait for you to go to the gate and get the hell out of here. Okay.
That is mean and hurtful.
I'm just being real serious.
By the way, they are going to have a DJ spinning on the ones and twos in McGregor Square.
They are?
A live DJ, yeah.
They didn't call me?
Well,
they
should have
called me.
They love how
they should have called me.
You are the mix master.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But they did not. Sorry.
All right, this song from Ed Sheeran dropped last night, and it's called Azizam.
Noxzema.
Here, check this out. Here's Ed.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Week in the shorts.
What do you think there? Ed Sheeran. That's pretty good, I think. Second time, I liked it better.
I know, and I feel bad I stole your Noxzema joke. I apologize.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of this song, and I called it Noxzema off the air.
All the time. What about that Noxzema song? And so now it's
what is
my
Noxzema?
Head. It's
I know it from something.
It's from our teenage years, and you put it all over your face and stuff.
You put it where?
You clean it. You clean your face with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anti-acne.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there you go. Ed Sheeran. Noxzema, right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Oh, my
right?
God.
All right, now what were we talking about?
Schmidl. Oh, you mean off the air?
Yeah,
oh,
Schmidl. Yeah. Schmidl.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we have trouble in River City. Or where'd that come from? What is that from? Gunsmoker?
Is that from a movie?
I don't know. I feel like I was little when my dad would say that. Anyway, there's some love problems, right? Mm-hmm. Love problems.
Yeah, there's no love.
There is no love. And so Schmidl has been dating this girl, but then all of a sudden we found out today that she hasn't really seen him for 3 weeks and she keeps blowing him off for these other dudes. And he wants to break up. And we're like, we have bad news.
Well, here's the thing I said to Jamie. I said, Jamie, I'm a little confused on something. Schmidl, you weren't in the room. So,
yeah.
But we've already told you this conversation.
Yeah.
So you're not, I'm not springing it on you for the first time. But I told you, I said, I don't understand why you schedule having a conversation later today by phone and we're going to break up then. The way I see it is, it's over.
It's done.
Done.
Yep.
Finished.
Yeah.
Call it quits.
You don't even have to call it.
No. It's
There's
over.
No calling. It's done.
Yeah.
But
and
he's
just
like,
leave
yeah.
it at that.
He goes, but yeah, but she gives mixed messages because she tells me she loves me.
Well, it's not mixed anymore.
Well, and it's not love if you treat somebody like that.
No.
Yeah.
So we're telling you just to ghost
him. Just go.
Just ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll get to her.
Well, it's all right. So here's the thing. I'm a girl, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, when we date somebody like him that we know is not strong enough to do that, it's not gonna, we know it's not going to happen. But
yeah.
when you
right.
do find that guy that's like that and he does ghost you, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's maddening because you're like, don't you know who you are?
Yeah.
And
this,
I put you in your place.
Well, just so the audience knows, like the last three girlfriends that every girlfriend I've ever had, I've never been the one to break up. Not one time in my entire life.
Yeah, that doesn't make you attractive either.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you are.
I'm just trying to be honest. I'm
I don't
not
feel like
to be
you're
attractive.
The one in this one either. Dude.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean,
I don't think you're the one doing it in this one either.
I feel
you're
like
just.
She's the pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the downside of all this, okay?
Yeah.
If you ghost now, because now we've talked about it.
Right.
And she knows that it's not you ghosting, it's BJ and Jamie are ghosting.
But she also knows he's not
right,
capable.
Right. Right. And we know, so.
Yeah.
All right,
it was
good
like
luck.
When I, like, my ex-husband was you, right? Uh-huh. Like, I kind of controlled everything, and I, you know, wasn't that pleasant sometimes.
Yeah.
And the day I found out he was having an affair, it was like, oh, my God, don't you know that that is not even possible?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
And Schmidl, to your defense on this, it's rare where you find a situation with couples where the guy controls everything. I'm fortunate. I've got it that way, okay?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
J&J. Oh, there you go. That's the answer. Creeping.
This is
there it is. Creeping. That is the answer for Schmidl.
Okay.
Think about it.
Can I talk to you guys for a second? I think everything we said off the air, I don't think it should go on the air.
I agree. I agree. 100%.
Look.
I just, what?
I won't say anything. I'm just going to, hey, Schmidl, are you watching the Texanado?
No.
There's a lot of chicks that want to hook up with you.
Yeah, they're coming after you, man.
Yeah.
And of course, BJ can't just be happy for that. He's like, Mandy, you know she's beefy.
Oh my God.
I would never say something like that, Jamie. That is so wrong.
What did you say?
For you to say.
Huh?
What'd you say?
Yeah, exact word.
I didn't say anything.
And then, if I'll just be honest then, so I go, oh my God, you don't know that. And you're like, you know, Mandy, it's like a Tammy. They're all beefy. And then you go, you know what, though? Maybe that's what he needs in life. Maybe he needs the beefy girl, you know? And then Carson chimes in like, yeah, a slump buster.
Oh my God.
I didn't have a problem getting like laid or anything. I have a problem like just finding a girlfriend that I want to keep around.
No, but you need something to get you over that hump.
Where you're the guy that's like the superstar,
yeah.
Right? You're like you're the one that's in control.
You're
and all
the
that.
One that's sought after.
Yeah. Yeah. And so apparently, according to these two yahoos, it's a beefy girl.
I thought we weren't going to say anything on the air.
I just never heard the word slump buster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's sad. I wonder if I've been one of those. I bet I have. Oh, no.
Yeah, you have. I mean, we're all going to be honest.
Yeah, that hurts.
Spadil.
Oh, God.
Her name is Mandy. Give her a call.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Boom.
Ba-ba-ba-bam.
Have fun at the game today.
I will.
Opening day, man.
Yeah, woo! Go Rockies.
Yeah. Rockies. Stay warm.
It looks cold down there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Put on an extra pair of drawers. You're gonna need.
I got my long johns.
You're gonna need your long johns.
I learned about long johns. Isn't that those the ones with the flap in the back and you pull them down so you can go?
I think you can get them that way. Yeah. I don't know for sure. Yeah. I know they're thermal, thermal underwear.
Yeah,
right.
Nice.
So, but they'll keep you warm. They work. All right, have fun at the game today. Hey. Everybody have a great weekend. Carson, you have fun in St. Louis.
Yeah, he's going to go see the Blues win.
Yeah.
No, we're going to see them lose.
The Blues.
And we're going to end their 11-game streak.
Can I give you one little bit of advice?
Yeah.
Because he's going to my turf.
Yeah.
Go through White Castle, the drive-thru.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, those are the fresh ones. I know they sell the frozen ones, but it's just not the same as
I've never had true... Fresh White
Castle. You're gonna like it.
Okay.
Delicious. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, enjoy and go Abs, I guess,
Abs, baby.
And go Rockies, opening day. All right, we'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe and don't drink and drive. And take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.